Carrigan has come in to do the hurling. And we should have a new catcher coming in right now. It's Dobie Johnson doing the catching, but he's got to come out. And shortstop will be Foley. So put Foley at short. Put foot behind the plate. Bring in Carrigan, big, tall right-hander, to do the hurling. And just sit along with us and don't worry what we do in the eighth. Play for a couple more runs if you want, and fine, but hang in there, because the ninth inning is when Gene will be talking about what Manguel, Lytle, and Jorgensen can do, or a pinch batter in that spot, as we got the no-hitter going through eight. Gino?
All right, Jose Morales will be on to catch in place of Larry Dobie Johnson. Morales behind the plate. And as Bob mentioned, Foley will be at shortstop with a big right-hander, Joe Carrigan, the pitcher. He becomes the fourth pitcher for Montreal tonight. Dan Worthen goes two innings and gives up two hits. No walk strikeouts. Roger Metzger will lead it off against Carrigan. And it'll be Larry Durker and Greg Gross. And looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning will be Pepe Manguel, Jim Lytle, and Mike Jorgensen, the three outfielders for the Expos. Carrigan becomes the fourth Montreal pitcher tonight. Carrigan, a big right-hander. Here's the first pitch on the way, and it's too low for ball one, 1-0. Carrigan, a rookie, is coming on for his first time. He pitched at Quebec last year in double-A ball and has been pitching professionally only since 74. Fouled off of Metzger's foot on a swing, and it's one ball and one strike. Metzger's perfect tonight. He has upped his batting string to eight games with a walk and two singles and a run batted in. And now hitting .248. Carrigan is out of Philadelphia. Still lives there. And he was a first-round draft pick for the Expos in January of 1974. He's a big kid. He's 6'5", weighs 220 pounds. Off-speed pitches outside to Metzger, and it's two balls and one strike. He was 6-2 last year at Quebec and West Palm Beach, 6'4 overall. There's a chopper second base. Pete McCannon has plenty of time to get it to Thornton, and there's one down. Metzger goes out second to first, and now Larry Durker will get a little bit of a hand when he's announced now as the hitter here in the bottom of the eighth.
Standing ovation, so they all know what's going on. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Durker tonight has driven in a run with a sacrifice fly ball. Officially is 0 for 2. Swing and a miss, strike one. One out, nobody on. Greg Gross will be next. Joe Carrigan, big right-hander. There's an off-speed pitch. He takes that one for a strike. And it's 0-2. Pitch to Durker. He's down on his back again. That's not the first time that he's been that way tonight in that batter's box. One ball and two strikes. So Durker will be coming out in the ninth inning to face Manguel, Lytle, and Jorgensen. He has a no-hitter through eight innings. Right now trying to get through this time at bat. One out on Metzger's ground ball, and Larry now one ball and two strikes. All right, here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. He struck him out. That's only the second strikeout by Montreal pitching tonight. Two away. Here's Gross. Cruz struck out back in the fifth inning on an appeal play. Three strikeouts. There's one right there, Greg Gross. Worthen got him. Two outs, nobody on. Gross, left-handed batter. Outfield a little bit off the left side. All right, here's the pitch now by Kerrigan. He, big kid, he's been throwing a lot of off-speed pitches here. 1-0 count. There's a little fly ball in the left field, so we'll soon find out Durker's fate now. As Jorgensen grabs that one, that retires the side. We finished 8 innings, and we move into the top half of the 9th inning. Durker with a no-hitter. Astros lead it 6-0.